Welcome back to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Here is where the guys discuss, debate, and consider all aspects of living like a true gentleman. Rich and Anton will consider entrepreneurship, success, fashion and styling, family life, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our latest saunter into the life of a gentleman. Guys, take it away.
How's it going, everybody? And welcome back to the Life of a Gent podcast. As you can see, my co-host is here, as always, Rich. And we have a special guest in the house, somebody you've probably seen all over the interwebs. It is our guest, Destin Grayson, also known as Get Ready With Me. He is that guy. He's putting the big guys back on the map. He's showing y'all how to style things, how to move, how to look great in what you do. He's showing you different styling techniques. Destin, it's good to have you here, my brother. How's everything going? How you been?
Blessed, man. I'm glad that I had an opportunity to speak with you gentlemen. You know, big fan of the pod, big fan of, you know, everything that y'all got going on. So, yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, man, definitely glad you could join us. For those that don't know, you've been on the podcast in the past. You know, it's been some years, so we're circling back. Man, we love to have people join us again, and definitely one of my favorite guests in the past. So just all around great guy. For those that don't know, you'll see as we get into this interview, real down to earth, brother, always with the style, like Ant said. But let's just start it off, the conversation. Let's go back, because we've been saying, man, your styling's so on point. You do such a great job of showing versatility in your style. When did all that begin? Has this just been something that has been with you for years, since you were a little guy, or is this new, or is this a revolution that's happening?
I think that it's something that has evolved. You know, I've always had an eye for fashion, just putting outfits together, you know, from when I was in high school. I think that's when I first was able to get out of uniform. So from K through 8, I was in uniform, and so we basically just, the only way we could, I guess, put some personality to our uniform was our gym shoes, you know, or our whatever shoes that we wore, and, you know, throw a belt on with that and an undershirt, you know, try to match it all up and coordinate. So when I was able to get out of, when I was able to get into high school, it was basically, I had to get a whole new wardrobe, kind of, and then I started playing basketball for the high school, and you know, got in some shape. And so things, we were able to get into some different type of things. But, you know, that was back in the mid or the early 2000s. So we was wearing all baggy stuff. So even though right. I was, that's probably the best shape of my life. I was wearing like 2X, 3X, 4X, ridiculous stuff. It was ridiculous. But that was hip hop, you know, influenced. And yeah. As I progressed, then I started looking at different blogs. So I was really into Details Magazine,
right?
GQ
right.
Magazine, Tumblr was something I really, really enjoyed, because right. it was kind of like Instagram. Before Instagram, you just had your pictures, you had people that were influencers. And then there was a blogger, a specific blogger, the style blogger. Now he's Articles of Style. His name is Dan. I can never pronounce his last name, but he was like Esquire's best dressed man the year. One year he went to like some Ivy League school, and that's really where I really honed in on the menswear side of things. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, this is what good tailoring looks like. And he had different articles that just broke everything down, to dress to formal wear, to dress to, you know, business casual, dressed to go out on a date night. And right. Yeah, that really helped. And so just blending everything together to then create my own style and what I liked. And so when you know the rules of style, then you can break them and do whatever you want. And you know what I mean? So I guess that kind of is a roundabout way of how I got to, you know, really curate my own look and identity.
No, that's definitely what's up. Was it a difficult process? So you're saying, like, when you got out of school, you kind of had, because all you had before were tennis shoes and maybe a little belt. Like, my son's going through that now, so he got to wear uniforms this year. So he's like, I need a nice book bag. I need my kicks to be fire. And all. So was it difficult making that transition, or was it because you had to be so minimalistic with school? Once you were able to open up and do your thing, it was just kind of like easy. And, you know, was it easy, or was it a little bit, did you have a little awkward point trying to, you know, get that together?
It actually was easy because I would, you know, we'd go to the mall on Saturday and, you know, do little teeny bopper clubs or something like that. So we had to get an outfit, or, you know, in the summertime, you have your festivals and different things like that. So people get their outfits, be with their friends, you know, go to the movies, go bowling, whatever, what have you. So I had pieces on deck. And so I knew how to match. I knew what looked good. I knew what I wanted to rock. So it just basically gave me more, I guess, to work with when I was out of uniform. So I wasn't like every weekend, or I didn't have to be like, hey, Ma, I got to go to, you know, to the store. I got to go to Macy's. I got to go to Value City. You know, Value City was back in the day.
Right.
Yeah. That's what we was rocking with. You know what I mean? So,
you got to get it where you fit in.
Yeah. AJ Wright, different stuff like that. You know, just trying to piece little things together, some jorts and a t-shirt, nice pair of shoes. And so now I didn't have to do that every weekend. I could, you know, I had a nice little rotation of things. You know, obviously if it was something big or major coming up, then we do that. And then once I actually after my sophomore year, I stopped playing sports just because I was like, okay, I'm not going to school for sports, and I'm going to start making, I wanted to be fresh, I wanted to make money, I wanted to buy shoes. And I come from a single parent household. I'm from Dayton, Ohio originally, and you know, I wanted to again be stylish. So I think one of my first jobs was being a caddy, you know, on a golf course. You know, that was one of my first jobs, making some money. And then I kind of did the fast food thing. So I think I did Steak and Shake, Bob Evans, McDonald's. McDonald's was the longest stint that I had. And and it was just, you know, the forces came out. My mom would go, if I had to work, my mom would go down to Cincinnati to Devereaux's was a store that we went to. That was like a local mom and pop shop. And she go down there and grab the shoes. I call her, hey, y'all got them? And I'm like, Ma, go down there, you know, grab these. Here's the money. Go grab those for me. So, you know, it was real cool to really, when you start buying your own things, then you have, I guess, more sense of pride, and you take care of your stuff when you actually buy it, you know?
Yeah.
Real quick before you jump in there. Now, Black forces or white forces? We trying to see the energy here.
I worked in the Black forces. Like,
okay.
Deep, so I worked
in the Black forces.
Yeah. You always had to have a crispy pair of whites. And then I like the colorful stuff. So like the Easter forces, the Mardi Gras, the Mexico. So all the colors, the patent leather. All right. That stuff. So that's what I was into.
So this man is not Mark Safe. He does not have Black Air Force One energy.
Nah, no Black Force energy.
No, I had to jump in there real quick. We always got to do the force check. You know what I'm saying? You bring up the forces. We got to check it out. We got to see what kind of energy. If he was just a regular walking around with the Black Forces, you know, we might have to end this right now.
I'm different. Yeah. That just shows growth, you know?
Growth, yes.
Transformation, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, speaking of transformation, how did you then, you know, jump into the social media space? Like you mentioned, the style blogger. Shout out to Dan. He's been on the show before. He inspired a lot of people, right? Yeah, with that blog was huge back then. Was that, seeing that, did you think to yourself, you know what? I could do that. I could jump online, you know, when Instagram really started gaining steam, did you think to yourself, maybe I could be like the next style blogger in a way?
No, not at all. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay.
I just did that just to be fly, you know, in my school or my campus, and, you know, post graduation, just when I started working, doing my 9-to-5 work, you know, that's what I was focused on. And I never thought to get into like a public figure type of situation or start a blog. It wasn't until actually it was my guy, Wall Street Paper, Brandon Bryant. Yes. So he went to Ohio State and I met him and I had I think I had like 2,000-3,000 followers, something, nothing crazy. You know what I mean? And he was just starting off with his blog and he was one of the first guys that really started getting into it that I knew personally, you know, because right. He had moved to New York, quit his job on Wall Street and was doing it. I'm like, so you telling me you can post pictures and do it full time? So that's where that started. That got in my mind like, okay, this influencer thing is the real deal. Like you can really, you know, pay the bills with this thing.
Right.
And so, you know, I saw him and saw kind of his blueprint. He was just posting every single day in the good fits, getting, you know, gifted product and getting different campaigns. And so I was like, And so then I think in 2018, or actually it was 2017, because I was talking about it a whole lot. I was like, man, I'm about to do this. I was telling everybody I could talk to because I'm the type of guy I like to manifest things. And I was like, you know, but I'm really methodical in my approach. So I didn't want to do it halfway. Like if I was going to do it, I was going to go all in. You feel me? So I was like, okay, I have to be more, I guess, just have more direction with my page. So I found a photographer, you know, and put on, it was a New Year's Eve going into 2018. That was my first little session, first look, you know, that I did to debut me being Carpe DMG, the influencer or the content creator. And we just went from there and, you know, we did a lot of batch shoots. Like I pick out like 3 or 4 looks that I wanted to do. We'll go out for a couple hours and I'll be in the car changing and doing different stuff. And, you know, just trying to stick with that. And, you know, and I never, ever thought that I would be, you know, 100,000+ followers or, you know, and doing that kind of stuff. But it was just consistency. And last year, you know, it just kind of went crazy last year for real.
So when you started, when did you feel like I know it's a slow burn, you know, like we all know with social media, you got your ups and downs and it gets frustrating. Did it take you some time to hone your space, like where you wanted to be, or did it take off at a certain point? Cause I know like I think you get a little more freedom as you get more followers. You can kind of, you know, get outside, you know, your little box. But was it when you started doing the Get Ready With Me that you saw more growth, or when did it explode for you?
So, you know, I had reached a place where I got to like 15,000 followers. So when I went from 10 to 15 pretty quick. It wasn't super quick, but it was like I did this thing with Four. And they brought us out to New York and it was like the Four freshman class. So I'm like, man, I'm about to make it, man. Like, this is it. Like, I'm here. Like, I'm at the Four Seasons, you know, I'm meeting.
Yeah. You feel like you got drafted.
Yeah. Like, they're sending me out. I had a suit made, everything. So, but unfortunately, when we, it was a big, like, snowstorm. So we weren't able to connect with the brands at this, like, party that they were having. So it didn't really, like, go as crazy as I thought it would. It was a great networking experience. I met some good people out of it. And they kind of, and I just, you know, saw what they were doing. And so that was back in, like, 2019, I want to say.
Okay.
Like, yeah, that was like 2019. And so basically from 2019, I was at 15,000 to 2022. So as you mentioned, I talked to a creator, Devin on Deck. And I always shout him out because, you know, when I used to watch his YouTube videos all the time and be like, man, this dude is... he's doing it, like the edits and like, man, it's just crispy. You feel me? And then he actually came to Columbus. One of my fraternity brothers was like, oh yeah, I know Devin on Deck. I was like, yeah, all right, yeah, whatever, yeah, right. And so it was like months passed down the line. He was like, yo, Devin's in town. he's going to be talking at the, you know, the Columbus Fashion Alliance. You know, so I'm like, for real? So I pulled up and I just was like a fly on the wall. But around that time, I had just got a campaign with Nike. Okay. And, you know, they had me on the app and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, things were picking up a little bit as far as the campaigns. And I was like, OK, this is cool. So, you know, we started talking. We exchanged contact. And the big takeaway that I got from him was he was like, yo, y'all need to get on TikTok. I was like, for real, TikTok? I was like, that's for the kids, man. Like, I don't know nothing about this app. He's like, look, get on TikTok. And so when I started, so at first I just started putting everything I was doing on Instagram to TikTok. And then again, like I said, I'm like a nerd with this stuff. So I was like, all right, so if something's not going right, you know. Then I discovered Big Talk. And so that was a hashtag for big and tall cats.
Right.
I was like, oh, I need to be over here. And I was I was looking at the stuff that was going viral. I'm like, I can dress better than these cats. You feel me? So I get over here, I'm about to start eating. You know what I mean? I'm like, my content is harder than this. So I was like, okay, let me, you know, really dive into this thing, see what people are doing on this app.
Right.
And so I realized that the stuff that you do on Instagram doesn't always correlate to the stuff on TikTok. But vice versa, it's a little different. Like, because I was feeling like the TikTok at that time, the trends were starting over there and then going to Instagram.
So it's driving from TikTok.
Right. So, like, I was basically ahead of the curve on the gram. So I was posting stuff, like, I was taking stuff that I was posting on TikTok and putting it to Instagram. So then, again, it was that first get ready with me. So that's why we coming back. So I was just throwing stuff on the wall, trying to figure out what was working. And, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to, you know, trial and error. Like, okay, this is not resonating with this audience. Okay, let's try something else. Let's tinker something else. So that first get ready with me is funny because, and I tell this story, like, I did it at night, and it was after work. So I had the clothes on already. I took the clothes off, put the clothes back on because nobody was home. I was bored. I was like, let me try this thing out. I've been, you know, looking to see how I wanted to format it. I was like, let me just dive in. What I got to lose? You feel me?
Right.
So the clothes were a bit wrinkled. You know, it wasn't super wrinkled, but, you know, it gave something people to talk about. And I honestly think that's why it went viral, because people liked the outfit, but it was like, baby, you need to change your clothes. You need to, you know, iron, press that shirt. Let me come over there and press that shirt. You know what I mean? So, but it gave people something to talk about. Like,
it's engagement though, right?
It's engagement. And I'm not mad because I know, like, okay, next time. So this is what happened. So I posted, I had about under 150 followers. I posted it on TikTok. I posted, I think it's going to perform like every other video on TikTok that's been performing for me, get about 100, 200 views or something like that. I wake up, I had like, was it like 5,000 views, maybe?
Right.
Almost 1,000 followers. You know, it was just going crazy. I'm like, hold up, what is going on? So then I'm just looking. No, you know what? It was like 10,000 views and like 1,000 followers just off that one video.
Really?
And it just started going. It just kept going. And I think it reached to like maybe 300,000 views or something over there. And again, I had started off with 150 followers. So then that's what started catapulting things. And, you know, people say like, hey, when you, and this is me doing my research, when you find something that does well, don't go away from it. Like, some people are like, okay, that worked. Let me find the next thing. Like, no, if it's replicable, keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just kept doing it. And I get dressed every day. So it wasn't like I was doing something that was super hard for me. It was, you know, I was just, I'm putting on clothes. You feel me? So, so from there, I think over on the TikTok, I have about 80,000 plus followers over there now. On Instagram, I have over 170,000 followers. And so, you know, I think the TikTok really helped grow my brand, and then it transferred over to Instagram.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they were both working at the same time. And I think Nike ended up kind of like I don't know, they put more money in an ad that I had. So, like, I was on this Nike, you know, I was getting, like, emails, and I was on Facebook, Snapchat, all this type of stuff. So people were just seeing me everywhere.
It was like a perfect storm at that point.
Perfect storm, yeah. So perfect time, and it ended up, you know, right place, right time. And I think that last summer, man, people were just, you know, the algorithm was very favorable for people that were being consistent with the content. And I just, you know, I rode that wave all the way to over 100,000, like, in 4 months. You know, it was crazy.
That's a wild ride. That's a great story, though. But and for a lot of people who listen, too, they want to do social media. And I think that was a great tip that you dropped. It may have went over some people's heads. But like you said, if you find something that works, just keep replicating it. Do it over and over again. And then the other tip that you dropped, too, I want people to take away some good nuggets out of this, is stay consistent. Because if you were sometimey with it, I mean, you know, you might not have had that catapult. But you being consistent and then doing the get ready with me over and over again. And what I love about it, in addition to just being consistent, you always mix it up. You go, sometimes it's casual, sometimes it's work related, and then other times it's real formal or dressy. I really like that, because there's a lot of guys on Instagram, they really can only do one thing. And I'm not knocking them, and maybe it's just they love one thing, but when you can find somebody who can, you know, play all the positions or all the instruments, you know what I mean? I think that's a little bit of what makes you so interesting to watch, because I can go there and I'm like, man, this is a great outfit for just Saturday, just hanging out, you know, with the family. I don't want to be all fully suited and going to the water park. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or the amusement park. You know, it doesn't work, you know?
Right. So, I appreciate that, Rich, because that's something that, you know, I really pride myself on, is being able to just fit in any type of environment, you know what I mean? And being, I guess, prepared for any environment. So, you know, if it's a formal event, I'm ready for it. If it's a, you know, business event, I'm ready. Because, you know, I know the rules, I understand it. But then I have that background. Like I said, I love my sneakers. So that's my real background right there.
Right.
And I can get into the urban and the streetwear bag as well. You know what I mean? But then the summertime, it's like, for the big fellas, the summertime is tough. It's tough for a lot. If you're not in super shape, the summertime is tough.
Not big fella season.
You can't layer them problem. Right. You can't layer them problem areas up. But I think I figured out some stuff that I do. So, like, I wear a vest a lot when I'm, you know, if it's a shirt, I'm like, yeah, this mug is a little, I don't know. Let me throw this vest on, and it just adds another additional dimension to the look. You know, some depth. And then I've been wearing those shirts that are like kind of like the see-through.
Like mesh?
Mesh, but
I know.
Dang, what is it called? I can't even think of it for
kinda,
real. But
kind of a little transparent. You can see through it. But it's a button-up casual shirt.
So the camp collar shirt is like that, but then it has the it's like not beaded, but not tweed. I can't think
like
of
it. Like an embroidery, sometimes like a pattern.
Yeah. Sometimes like they had a pattern on there.
Yeah, it's kind of
weaved, and it's basically breathable materials. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And then I throw like a beater, or not a beater. We call it a shirt, or.
We are a progressive show, people.
Right, yeah, I'm trying to get rid of that term.
It's hard, baby. It's hard. It's hard. It used to be even more than that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That thing's got a whole lot of names, people. If you don't know, Google it.
Right. The A shirt. That's what you go to, you know, Hanes. They say the A shirt. So that's what you're like. Like, what is that? Uh-huh. So, you know, like a little tank. So I throw that under there, throw a little shirt over that. And then, you know, some nice little slacks. Like, I've been wearing these pleated, like, slack or pants. And they had a drawstring around them. And those have been super comfortable for me. And I'm just in the comfort in the summer. I'm like, look, I can dress up, do what I need to do. Like,
yeah,
I got a suit that was a seersucker, lavender seersucker that I wore to this event in Indianapolis. Did a lavender shirt underneath that. So, you know, I just always try to think of different stuff. I don't want to look like everybody else. You know, like this one here, this is like a sweatsuit suit. So this is cool. You know, you can just throw this on, you know, if I just want to be comfortable, you can throw it on all together, can throw it on, you know, with some jeans. So it's a real versatile piece.
Yeah, we definitely going to talk about the suits a little bit more, you know, as, you know, as we progress, you know, as we progress. Piggybacking off of Rich's thought about how you can mix it up and you can kind of go in a bunch of different directions. One of the things that I like that you do is you'll mention from time to time exactly where you're getting things from. And sometimes it's not always some, you know, high fashion brand. Like, you're getting stuff from Target, you're getting stuff from here or there. But it kind of shows you, and I think it goes back to, like, I think Rich and I are a little bit older than you, but back in the day, like, if you didn't have a label, like, you wasn't doing nothing. Like, I don't care what it was. Like, what is that? You know, but nowadays, you know, I talk to my wife, I talk to other people. Like, you can, as long as it's fire, you can wear anything. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's fire. So I think some of the kids and some of the younger adults, even guys your age, a little bit younger than now, you could just, if you see something at Target, grab it. If you see something, I don't know if y'all have Marshalls out there. Y'all have Marshalls?
Oh, absolutely. Marshalls.
Yeah. TJ. All right. Max. Yeah. Marshalls, TJ Maxx. Listen, we going to drop some gems on y'all. Go to Marshalls. Hit TJ Maxx. They got fire. You got to do a little digging, right? You got to do a little digging. You got to do a little work. But that's one of the things that I really do appreciate about your brand is that it's not always just coming off, you know, one-sided, you know, these. Yeah, you got the Cardis, but you also might have a T-shirt on from Target or from Ross or from this or that. You know what I'm saying? So I love that because it makes it approachable for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everything's not for everybody, but everybody could throw it on every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I totally understand it. It's that high-low, you know, fashion. And a lot of things, like when I look, they call it quiet luxury. You know, a lot of people are doing that brand. So it's like, you know, rich people, they don't wear brands for real. Like, really wealthy, rich people, like, you know, they'll pay $1,000 for a hat and you don't know what the brand is, but it's just a high quality piece. You know what I mean? But I just want it to be my content to be relatable and accessible. You know what I mean? Especially for my big and tall gentlemen, because I understand how difficult it is to find things that fit. Like, we can't, you know, go to Zara, which is a good fast fashion spot, or H&M and find stuff last minute. Like, we really got to plan ahead. And so that's why, you know, I try to be proactive with my content as well. Like, okay, y'all, it's summertime. Look, I did this haul at Fashion Nova. They actually got some nice pieces over there. Tap in, you know what I mean? But then we'll pair the Fashion Nova with some LV mules or the Gucci mules, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you got to have balance, you know what I mean?
It makes it relatable, though, because nobody feels excluded. You know, everybody feels like, you know what, I can do this. I can replicate the look. And if you can splurge on a couple good luxury items or like high quality items and you mix it up, nobody's any the wiser, you know. And then you have a reputation of being somebody who dresses well, right? So then nobody really questions what you have on. They just, oh man, he always comes with it. So it's just you know, so you get the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know, but you definitely do. So
no, go ahead, Des. My bad. Go ahead.
I'll say sometimes I'll just go all the way left just to get a reaction out of people.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, man, I've been getting too much love. Let me get these haters something to talk about a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, they like to troll and all that kind of stuff. Like, I was in, and I got to be careful because, like, the outfits that I post, like, I didn't realize, like, people really, like, go
they watching.
And get that exact same fit. Like, I was in Vegas at Dre's with my wife. We went to go see Usher, right? And we went the next day to a pool party. So I was like, oh, yeah, I did a little fit. Let me go ahead and put this fit together. It was like a whole set from Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
I shit you not, this dude as soon as I walked in the door, I seen he had the same exact
feeling. You got to be kidding me.
Bro, I'm like, no way. Like, for real? Like, out of all the fits on there, like, the same exact fit? So then I come to him, I was like, I see you. And he's like, I'm a big fan. Oh, bro. Like, he had the same, like, watch thing on, like, the mules, the Urban Outfitter mules I be wearing. Like, I'm like, okay. So I wasn't sorry. I was like, nah, this is dope, because now I know that the content is really resonating with folks. You know what I mean? Like, people are really, like, taking the advice and applying it to their everyday life. Like, I think it's either wife or fiance. She's like, man, you really changed the way he dresses. And, you know, he's a huge fan. Thanks for taking a picture. I'm like, man, this is the least I can do, man. You're showing love to me by, you know, wearing a fit. Like, that's dope. Yeah, so it was crazy. Like, it was out in Vegas. I'm in Ohio, out in Vegas, like, just on a random Saturday. You know what I mean? So
this man's changing lives out here through fashion. Hey. Big dudes, pay attention. Little dudes, pay attention. This man is working. Hey. He's working.
I'm going to tell everybody.
Yeah, he almost to the point where he not missing. Like, I'm looking at him, right? I commented on one of your posts one day, right? You had them drawstring Jones on, right? With the drawstring pants. And I'm looking, I'm just like, Des. I'm like, I don't know, right? And he messed around through the jacket on. I was like, he didn't miss. I was like, he gonna miss. I'm like, he's gonna miss. Yeah, he gonna miss, right? And you know, I'm never praying for your downfall. I'm just like, we all can't hit it. You can't hit a bullseye every time. But he did it again. So y'all pay attention. Man. This man he's just out here. He's honing his craft. It's getting tighter and tighter for this man. It's getting tighter and tighter. Now, Rich, we got to talk about a little something we worked on with Dessa, you know, some time back. You know what I'm saying? We worked on a little something, you know. Rich, so just so y'all know, I think most of the people who follow the podcast, they know that we are also a brand. We are the two dudes behind Harris and Blake Apparel. And being that Dest is kind of family, he's already part of the crew. You know, we wanted to collaborate with him, work with him a little bit, and also show the importance of, which Dest already knows, the importance of that tailored suit. Because a lot of guys, big dudes, they shy away from the tailored look a little bit. They say, oh, it's going to be a little tight. It's, you know, I can't. Des, talk to him a little bit. Tell him about the process, what you thought, and the importance of a tailored suit.
Man, it was like, what do they call it? White glove service, man. Y'all guys, and that was the first time I've ever had a consultation like that virtually. You know what I mean? And, you know, we got all the measurements down. We went through the fabrics and everything like that, and it was very detailed. And the importance of that, like, especially for a big and tall guy, that tailored look, and then when you take it a step further and get into that made and measure lane, it's like, it feels like it feels like you're wearing a sweatsuit, because it's fitting you, your body perk like a glove, you know what I mean? And me, I like to wear braces, so I like to have my stuff up, you know, above my waist a little bit, just because it elongates your legs. So for the guys that, you know, might have some short legs or something like that, it make you look taller. Make if you're a big guy, make you look slimmer, you know what I mean? Because things just drape better. And you know, it's like a secret society almost, the custom suiting. You know what I mean? Like, you can look at somebody's suit and it's like, okay, yeah, you went and got that custom. Like, okay, I see what you're doing. Like, you took it an extra step. You went that extra mile to make sure that you was going to stand out, you know, from everybody else. And what we did a gray, nice gray, like a light, kind of like, what was it? Like a shark skin gray. It wasn't too dark.
Yeah,
it was light.
Nice light mid gray. Yep.
Yeah, with a white, nice crisp white shirt. And what I like about that, man, gray is so versatile. That's why I was like, let me go with something. I got a lot of different colors, but let me get back to a nice versatile piece, because you can wear the gray with a, I don't want to sound like the Steve Harvey meme, if you got the black shirt with the blue shirt or that shirt, but you can wear that with a brown shoes, black shoes, brown suede, green suede, blue, leather, like it goes with everything. So that thing is like a Swiss Army knife, you know what I mean? And so a Swiss Army knife, I should say. So I'm ready to, you know, put that thing out there, and you know, I'm going, you know, put that get ready with me on there, and we're going to really, really show them what it's looking like, man. Show them what Harrison Blake got to offer.
Stay tuned, folks. The biggest get ready with me ever. It's going to be dropping soon. So you'll be hearing this podcast the same time, around the same time that we're going to drop the get ready with me with Des. Yeah. It was great having the consultation with you. I might drop some footage with that because we did record it. So just to show y'all some of the little back end of how the process goes. But it was, and one thing with Destin, he already has an eye for what he likes, right? So it kind of helps the process, right? So the more familiar you are as an individual with what you like and what you don't like, it helps. And he dropped a quick gem on y'all real quick with the braces, right? For those who don't know, suspenders, right? Don't drop those pants under your belly, fellas. Don't do it to yourself.
Hate that. Don't do it.
It makes everything sit funny. Get yourself some braces, even if you want to do the belt loops. Pull those pants up a little. Let them things float. It keeps you cool. Mm-hmm. It's a nice look. It's clean. Dash, you just drop one on them, and they, like, we're bringing them back, but it might have went over their head. Big dudes.
I hope not.
Always get your suspender buttons. And even if you don't go custom, go to a local cleaner. Get some suspender buttons. Put in your back, in your pants, and it's going to change your whole look. Trust me. Trust me. Rich, I know I jumped in there, but he just dropped the gem on him.
No, that had to be said. I mean, we're here to educate as well as entertain, and that's a great point. I'm the suspender guy anyway, so, you know, I approve this message. but in all seriousness, though, I'm glad that you had a chance to go through that process that we have, the online virtual consultations. A lot of people don't offer them, but I just want to say thank you for, I mean, you said a couple of nice things about the way that conversation goes. And I know you met with Anton, and so you were in great hands, but very professional, you know, very detail oriented. And I think that matters because each client, as you mentioned, their body type is going to be different. So there's certain elements that you need to really think about when you're meeting with somebody. So as you already gave us one gem, this is where I'm going. Give us a couple more, just maybe one or two more tips. You already gave us the suspenders. Mm-hmm. What are some other things we could look for if you're a little bit on the bigger side, which these days most guys, you know, really are on the bigger. There's a lot of big guys out there. You know, and that want to dress well. So if you could give us a couple more tips, just things we could think about.
Oh, yeah. You know, always. So like you said, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. And I know it's about preference on where you wear your pants at. But I just hate when, especially when guys say they got a custom suit and they put the suit under their stomach. It's like, oh, no, that's just... You hustling backwards like that. So that's big right there. Finding a good tailor. I think this I'm regurgitating some tips that I gave y'all on that first time I was on the, you know, the pod. But I mean, this is stuff that is everlasting. Like you always have to find a good tailor. You can go on Yelp or, you know, it's almost like finding a good tailor is like finding a good barber.
Facts.
You know, kind of some word of mouth type of situation. You're looking at somebody like, oh, I like that cut. Like, who's your tailor? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, you know, that, and you got to have that rapport and that relationship with them, because if you got somebody that's old school, they might, and you know, you might wear your pants no break, they might not respect it. They're like, oh, man, that's not how you do it. Like, man, I'm paying you. So you do it like I tell you to do it, you know? But, you know, so, and I'm the type, like, sometimes I might go a little too far. He's like, look, that's like, that might be too tight. You don't want to go that tight. You know, you want your foot to get in that joint. You know what I mean? I got to also be humble enough to understand that he's a professional. He's been doing this for years. So, you know, we have a good working relationship that way. What else? Yeah, man, just.
Let me ask you one. Yeah. I got one. It just popped into my head. I get this one all the time. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like to wear double breasted suits, and people come, you know, bigger guys say, oh man, I can't wear double breasted. And I'm like, what? But I'm gonna let you take it. But when people say they can't wear the double-breasted suit, what do you say to that?
I don't see why you can't wear it. Like, that's one of my favorite ones. Like, the double-breast, because you don't see double-breasted suits, one. So if you have something that's either in a different color or a double-breasted suit that fits you as a big guy, they know, like, okay, you went somewhere and got that made, or you got that online or something like that. So the double breast is a boss move.
I think it's killer, right? Because like, think about, I mean, I'm gonna make a little Spider-Man reference, but Kingpin, right? Mm-hmm. Kingpin was the biggest dude you knew. He stayed in a double breasted, and I also think that it gives you a little bit of camouflage, the double breast, right? Mm-hmm. You got the fold in, right? Then you got the fold over, and that thing is just going to lay. Like, sometime with a single, with a two button, sometime or one button, you know, you could get a little bit of spread where, you know, your belly might want to, you know, peek out and say, what's up, right? You know, you know what I'm saying? But with that DB, with that inside fold, you know what I'm saying? Like, that belly, he not going to see the light of day. You know, no tan for that guy. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of guys, they miss out by thinking that, you know, just being a big dude, that a bigger dude, that you can't rock the DB. The double-breasted, to me, is a super versatile suit, especially if I think it sometimes even looks better on bigger guys.
Man, you can rock anything that you're confident in. You know what I mean? If you have the confidence to wear it and you have, you know what I'm saying, the balls to just go out there and be like, I don't care what anybody says, this is how I'm coming, then what's somebody going to say? Like, other than a troll on the internet, like, 99% of those guys not going to say the wild stuff they saying to my face. You know what I mean? So I'll just kind of let it go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, man, you found my, like, most of the time it's people that find my page from the Explore page. So if I have a lot of trolls on a post, I know, like, okay, I'm doing something right, because this thing is on the Explore page. These people that don't know me, they don't follow me, so I'm getting that reach that I want. And so, you know, I'm like, you're here because this was recommended for you. And so you're feeling the type of way because you know, you're just trying to get in on that motion, but we're not going to let that stop us. What's another tip? Another tip, I would say accessories. I love accessories. Like you said, got the, you know, that got the bracelet, got the, you know, the car, the frames, you know, accessories will turn a 5 fit into an 8 or 8 fit into a 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just take it to that next step because that's the detail that you're putting into it. So, you know, a nice watch, a bracelet, a ring, a necklace, glasses. Y'all know I'm big on the cologne. So a nice smelling good. Like, I feel like, you know, whatever your orientation is, like, everybody likes somebody that smells good. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got into that like around the pandemic, a little bit before the pandemic. I got into like just fragrances and understanding when to wear a specific fragrance, you know, in the summertime. You know, I want something crisp. I want something light. I want something that's, you know, citrus. Something that's going to smell like that. But at the same time, in the fall, we want our gourmand fragrances. We want something sweet, heavy, something that's going to, you know, stick around during that cold weather. In the summertime, I'm wearing something different in the daytime than I am at nighttime, you know, because you got your date night scents as well. And a lot of guys, they don't, you know, some people, they stick with that cool water. And, you know, you can, or that juke, you know, old heads that go with that juke. You know
what I mean? Shout to Spice Adams.
So, you know, like, whatever, you know, the Egyptian musk, you know, whatever is, as long as you're smelling good, you feeling good, like, hey, I'm not knocking anybody on where they go and where they shop.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I'm not trying to be an elitist, y'all, but you got to have at least 2 or 3 fragrances, all right? You can't rock the same fragrance all year round. And that's, you know, maybe we'll talk about that, and we might have some new segments coming up talking about some fragrances and stuff like that, because, you know, Rich has a really nice collection. I got a fairly decent collection myself. And Des, I see, even when you get ready with me, you always show the scent that you're rocking. But you got to rotate your scents out like you rotate your clothes. Like your sweaters are up right now, so you can't be rocking, you know, by the fireplace right now. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
Right.
You know?
I love that by the fireplace.
Oh, man, that by the fireplace. We'll talk about that later, but man, that by the fireplace is something
hey,
serious.
If y'all do a fragrance one, get me back on there because I get into the fragrance bag.
For sure. We definitely going to do something real soon. We'll talk about that. But behind the scenes, that's behind the scenes. But so moving forward, we know that your persona online is to get ready with me. People see big men's fashion done well. But we also know that you've had some real changes in your life lately. We know that you are a father, that you are a husband. So let's briefly get into some of your family dynamics and how you're able to intersect that with your online, your public persona, and how you're juggling all that. And my brother, are you all right? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I'm blessed. Like I said, like I just had twins, two
bless
boys. Yeah, bless them. Aiden, Mason, they're 5 months old. You know, wife, married. We've been married. We're going on 4 years, September 1.
Congratulations.
So we're about a month away from our 4-year anniversary. I appreciate it. And then we have a 9-year-old. He'll be 10 in November. So he's in football now. So it's like, man, I'm like, and the football practice is like 20, 25 minutes away. So last year, his team, the practice was like 5 minutes. So I could drop him off, come home,
right,
do what I need to do. Now it's like, I'm near. I got to stay there because it's like, by the time I come back home, it's going to be time to go back and pick him up. So I have to just work on my schedule. You know, we have to, you know, it's like, okay, if I'm going to practice, then you got to stay home with the boys then, or vice versa. You know what I mean? And sometimes if she has something that she has to do, my wife, then I have to take the boys with me to practice. And you know what I mean? And you just got to juggle it like that. And so it's a lot. It's a lot. This fatherhood thing is not for the faint of heart. And, you know, I see why cats is deadbeats, because it's not easy work. You know, it's not easy work at all. And you know, I'm not saying that I need a pat on the back, but for taking care of my kids, but you know, we just definitely got to, show some love to the dads that hold it down. You know what I mean? Cause I think we're overlooked a lot. Cause you know, Mother's Day, you go to Mother's Day for, dinner, man, you got to book that thing out.
3 weeks
in advance, you know, like Father's Day, you walk into Outback or you walk into the steakhouse and it's like, hey,
nothing's going on.
It's tumbleweeds in that junk. You know what I mean? What are we doing? So,
see some little sad dad in the corner, a little streaming.
yeah. So it's like, we got to, you know, show that love to the black dads. I'm still, I'm not doing, you know, the social media full time. I work at Ohio State. I do fundraising full time. So that's why, you know, I have to bring this bust the suits out for work. I travel for work. I'm currently on paternity leave, so I think I'm on my last week now. So yeah, I gotta remember how to do my job because I've been off for like 6 weeks. You feel me? So it's like, man, like, so I've been enjoying just being with family and enjoying the time off and, you know, feeding them and nurturing them and, you know what I'm saying, making sure that the development is on track. So I guess that's what I got going. And I try to incorporate my family into the content here and there. You know, I don't want to be too overbearing, but like, yeah, I'm a dad and I'm, you know, married and like all that kind of stuff. But I just try to, you know, just have balance. You know what I mean? Because it's like, they're here every day, and people love to see, you know, that, like, I feel like I've built, when you're a content creator, your goal is to build a community, you know, and I feel like that's something that I've done over this past year, is really build a community of people, and so they are really invested in my well-being, and so I want to, you know, make sure that you keep some things private, but I try to be transparent with, you know, the family life. And so I kept them in the loop during when we found out we were having the baby, and, you know, we did the reveal and we did the paternity, you know, the shoots, maternity shoots and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's just a sign of growth and a sign of, you know, stepping into that real adulthood, that real adult bag. And, you know, when we bought our house a couple years ago, you know, we posted that, we were super happy. So it's like, I'm glad that I have the capacity and the means to take care of them, and they live, you know, comfortably. We have enough space for everybody, and then nobody's like, you know, we're not doing
too, you know. No babies in the dresses.
Yeah, no babies in the dresses. They're not all on, there's not, we don't have three kids in one room, you know. Everybody got their space, so it's definitely a good place to be in, and the content definitely helps, you know, us be even more comfortable, you know, in our lifestyle.
Yeah. Gotta love that. And I got one last question for you, and it kind of goes along with this. What's next for as far as content? I know you said a little bit of the family in there. People want to see the kids now, you know. Baby to bigger baby, and then next you gotta show them walking, so all the little steps, you know, you're gonna have to do. You already know that. But anything else exciting on the horizon that's new that maybe we can look for from you? Any other platforms, like are you on YouTube now, stuff like that?
Great question. Yeah, I'm definitely on YouTube. I think I recently hit 2,000 subs over there. Nice. So now, thank you. Now I'm just trying to get my out watch time up, but I need to get more consistent over there, because it just doesn't come as easy like it's just picking my phone up and just doing something. Like, I actually had to have my camera and set it up and then send it over to my guy. He edits it for me. And then, you know, it's a new territory. Right. You feel me? But I've been getting a lot of good, a lot of good traction over there, though. The content is something that's needed, because it's nobody really. It's an open lane, you know, this big and tall space. People aren't over there. Like, I did a haul. I don't see anybody my size doing a haul for Fashion Nova, a haul for Target, Walmart, what have you. And so, you know, sometimes it's like I go to a brand, I'm like, man, I don't know, would that fit? Like, I just don't know. You know what I mean? So, doing things like that, just giving tips over there, just more long form content. I'm looking at dropping some merch. I have a couple collaborations with some brands that I'm looking to work with, like real collabs, as far as like getting out some like a small capsule. So that's something to be on the horizon. My wife and I, we throw events in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, get into that. Get into that. Yeah. These events, man. He's at some fantastic places. You know, the green grass walls. You know what I'm talking? The neon signs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
talk about it.
That's all wifey right there. Like, she's the, like, I created the whole concept of Just Friends. Like, we created it because it's called Just Friends 614. It's for young professionals in Columbus, Ohio. It's a, you know, high density of black folk that come out, because it's not really stuff for us to do in the city. You know what I'm saying? The tagline is, you know, hook up, hang out, just chill. Like, we just trying to have a good time. You don't have to be in there talking business. Like, if you want to network, you can. Last year we had a garden party. We had a couple. He proposed at the garden party because that he met his soon-to-be wife at a Just Friends event.
Look at that.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we changing lives like that.
This guy's going to be marrying people soon. He's about to get ordained. Hey, you know what I'm saying? This man is out here.
So August 20th, we're having a garden party classic. It's a Havana theme. And, you know, it's open bar. We having a cigar bar. It's going to be really nice. We have a lot of different activations. We have several liquor sponsors. So it's going to be a good time. You know what I mean? And I'm just really excited because, man, we have over 200 tickets already. And we're a month
nice.
Out. And we probably only had 250 people last year show up. Not only, that was a good turnout last year.
Definitely.
So, you know, we're looking to you know, just build upon that. It's you know, we're doing it with a purpose. We're definitely giving some proceeds to charity. And let's see. Lastly, is just doing things like this. Like, I want to be on. I'm doing a lot more podcasts, just so I can, you know, spread awareness to what I have going on. My story, my journey, my platform, continue to build that community up, and, you know, just keep people in the loop.
So if somebody wants to make the party, the garden party, where should they contact you?
Either contact me directly. The link is in my bio, Carpe, CARPE_DMG, or you could go to JustFriend614. Instagram, we got just the website, JustFriend614.com. So the tickets are definitely on sale. We also have a couples ticket as well, where you can, you know, if you have a couple, we give a little discount for that, because we understand how that, you know, how that can be. People want to come together. So yeah, that's how you can pull up on us. Again, August 20th, it's a Sunday from 4 to 8, but it's a great time. Like, we have a video. Mm-hmm.
I like the time that it's happening, 4 to 8. You see what he's doing right after brunch? You know what I'm saying? Right before it's time to go night. Like, this is real grown folk stuff right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
we partying during the day.
I love it. Fun day. You know?
Yeah, man.
No. We understand. Like, after the pandemic, man, it washed me up, man. Because that was my prime. That was my prime. I just turned 30 in 2020, so I had this big. Like, it was a player's ball that I had.
Yeah.
Like, he threw that for me. So we came out. People all came out. My birthday was February 8th. So, you know, the pandemic really, you know, stuff started to hit the fan March. Like, around that first week of March. And so we kicked it hard. And there's a lot of people like, man, I wish I would have came out. So it's like, just being in the house. Like, I used to be really like, oh, I gotta be out. I had a lot of FOMO. Like, I was like, I gotta be outside. I gotta be, what's going on? You know, again, I still like to get out and kick it, but now I can be at the home. I got my hookah at the house. I got my system at the house. I got fam at the house. I got my own drink. You know, I can watch whatever game. I can watch that at the crib too. We can have people come over. So, it's a lot more comfortable, over here now. And, you know, like, staying out till 2 o'clock, then looking for what the after move is. It's just like, that's dead, man. I don't even have the energy for that no more.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all.
That's gross.
Y'all don't have to be outside all the time, y'all. Outside ain't what they preaching.
No.
It's nothing like peace in the house. It's undefeated. Yeah, man. Make your place comfortable. Yeah, man. Make your place comfortable. Make it nice. Hopefully you got a little lady there that's bringing you, being your peace. You know what I'm saying? It's nice, y'all. It's nice, y'all. Rich. It's quite nice. Quite nice.
Talk about it.
Being a family man.
Nah, listen. I'm home all the time, y'all. Don't let those Instagram posts in. You know, I'm home.
Yeah.
I'm home. I love it. I love it home. I love it home. But Rich, I think this was a fantastic conversation. I don't think we left anything out. You know his Instagram. You've seen this guy. Look for a beautiful collaboration that we had with Des. This will not be the last time you're going to see him here. We're going to be doing some stuff with some fragrances. We're going to have Des to come back and bless us again with his presence. Is there anything we missed, Des, before we get out of here? Anything else you'd like to plug before we get going on this episode of the Life of the Gentleman podcast?
You know, just again, you could follow me on Instagram, Carpe_DMG, as well as TikTok and as well as YouTube. So I'm on all those platforms. If you have any questions, I try to, you know, really answer all my DMs as fast as I can. You know, sometimes I get a little overwhelmed, but, you know, be patient with me. You can definitely hop in the DM if you have any questions, or if you have any, hey, where'd you get that? You know, I'm there. I'm always down to have a conversation. I want to thank Ant and Rich for allowing me to, you know, spread awareness to what I have going on, as well as the you know, the collaboration that we did. I just definitely appreciate y'all for, you know, wanting to work with me. you know. So
no doubt. We go way back, man. Friend of the show. Great dude, man. I love it. Thank you for your time coming on. We know you got a busy schedule with the kids and everything. Yeah. So thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
And that's gonna do it for this episode, man. I can't wait to have Destin back on in the future. I know you guys are huge into fragrances. I might be on the sidelines a little bit on that one, you know, but I'm here to learn. So that's the thing. I'm here to learn from everybody. So until next time, guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening and take care.
Peace.
Guys, listen, we thank everybody for tuning in one more time to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. We really want to thank our guests, Mr. Marcus Guinea, for giving us such a great interview, enlightening us with so many little facets of his life. It was just a great time. So we want to thank you for coming through once again. Stay tuned for our next upcoming episodes. We have so much in store for you. And if we have nothing else, Rich, you have anything you want to bring us home with?
Yeah, just don't forget to give us a follow on Instagram at the Gentleman's Podcast, at Wear Lapel Pins. Check us out online, Harrison Blake Apparel, for all things custom. That would be custom shoes, custom shirts, custom suits is our specialty. And guess what? You can even meet with me or Anton online, and we'll take care of you virtually, no matter where you are in the world. We love all of our listeners. We appreciate you. And until next time, guys, take care.